back to family, talking about, say, if my brother has a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Yeah. And if my mother has a sister, that sister would be
aunt. Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a child, say both of his parents have died, you would say he's
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the adult who's appointed to look after him? That's his
guardian or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if you're having a reunion and the house is full of people like your aunts and uncles and cousins and all that, you'd say the house is full of your
family or relatives,
mm-hmm.
kinfolk.
Sure, okay. Or say somebody's telling you about a girl they've seen who looks a lot like you. Might even have the same last name. You might say, well, that might be true, but actually I'm no
kin to
her. Okay. What about somebody who comes into town? Nobody's ever seen him before. You'd say he's a
stranger.
Okay. What about somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that word foreigner to describe or talk about somebody even though he's not necessarily from another country?
You could. I don't think it's been used around here that much.
Like, how might you use it?
Well, like, you know, he might have different ideas than
mm-hmm.
you would.
You say
his ideas are foreign to me or something like that.
You ever heard people say, kind of jokingly, that, here, have you seen the foreigner in town? Or
oh, yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
They say it.
They say, have you seen the foreigner in town or something like that?
Well, I'm going to ask you some proper names, like a girl's name that begins with an M. The mother of Jesus' name was
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife was named
Martha.
Okay. What about a girl's name that begins with an N?
Nancy, something like that.
Okay. Or another one that begins with a Y, that ends with a Y and begins with an N? How would you say N-E-L-L-Y?
Nelly.
Okay. What about a boy's name that begins with a B?
Bob. Bill.
And Bill, or with a Y at the end, would be?
Billy.
Okay. And a man's name that begins with an M, like Matt, would be short for?
Matthew or something
okay.
like that.
And a woman's name that begins with an S, like the name of the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a woman who teaches school? She's a
school teacher.
Okay. You ever heard any old fashioned terms for her?
School mom or something
okay.
like that.
Say a woman, a married woman, has the last name of, do you know the American writer? In the 1800s, name was James Fenimore
Cooper.
Yeah. How would you address a married woman who had that last name?
Miss Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Talk about, say, a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher. He does something else for a living, and he's really not all that good at being a preacher. You ever heard him referred to by any particular term or phrase? So-and-so is just an old...
I don't know.
What about a jackleg preacher?
Haven't heard that.
Haven't heard jackleg before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you heard of a shady tree mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Say if I have my father's brother is named William, that would be my...
Your Uncle William.
Okay. One named John would be my...
Uncle John.
All right. What about around here, talking about the war between the North and the South over 100 years ago, people would call that the